I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara. Thanks for joining us today.
We are going to be talking intentional gift giving, how to be a better gift giver, everything in that realm of the world. But first, we are going to catch up on our lives, do our peaks of the week, and then we will unpack that whole topic for the day. Kara, what have you been up to?
Yes. So currently on another video shoot with Beautiful Destinations in the USA. This time, I know I say it literally every week, I'm just on shoots with them all the time, but I am in California and Nevada. Those are two states that we're covering this week. So we went to Yosemite National Park. We did a little bit of Fresno, drove down through Death Valley National Park. And now we're in Vegas. So we're on day 5 or 6 right now. And we're covering this couple. The story is that this couple is doing a road trip from California to Nevada, and at the end, they're getting married in Vegas. So we're filming like a little fake wedding today. This couple's already married. But yeah, we're doing like a little hitched in Vegas scene today, which is going to be so fun and cute. We're going to like pop champagne at the Welcome to Vegas sign. So yeah, it's a fun, lighthearted day. Very excited for that. So yeah, so that's what's going on with me.
That sounds great. How fun. My parents eloped in Vegas, so I relate to that story.
No way. That's so fun.
What have I been up to? Well, now that it's November, as a retail business owner, it's just kind of that time of the year. So I feel like I have nothing to show for anything over the last week. It's just been doing these behind the scenes projects to try to like lay the groundwork so the next coming weeks go more smoothly. So I don't really have a lot to say, but the weather has been really sunny and nice this last week, which is great because the week before that, it was straight doom cloudy for a while and it was starting to like kill my soul. But this last week, it was better and it felt like cool, cute fall, like it was, you know, got that glisten out there. So I've been fine. It's just Clay and I, we were like, you know, every day right now is just kind of like an average 5. 10 would be great, 1 would be bad. We're like, it's just not much to report sometimes.
That's like, yeah, those months leading to winter. It's like, it's not bad. It's not great. It's just, yeah, you're right. So fine.
Just another day. Yep.
Yeah. But that makes like summer and spring all the better because you're looking forward to it. So that's good.
Exactly. Peak of the week, what you got?
Yes. Also, I feel like I should preface really quick. I am definitely sitting in my hotel closet. Like my desk right now is the ironing board. I have like the bed. I have a queen room with two queens. Like the comforter of the other bed is hanging up with like hanging. What are those called? Whatever you hang clothes with. And then I have pillows up above the closet to stop the echo. So I'm proud of myself. I set this up. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm in the closet. And then, okay, peak of the week. Obviously, like going to all these national parks is just beautiful. So gorgeous. We did like some sand dunes in Death Valley, which was just so nice. So just like walk on the sand, be in the sun. I think randomly my peak of the week is swimming in the hotel pool at night in Death Valley. I just love swimming at night. It's so fun. I did swim team in high school, was a lifeguard. Like I just love the water. And we got in the pool for like 30 minutes and everyone was like ready for dinner. And I was like, can me and Hania just stay and swim longer? And they're like, sure, we'll go without you. So we stayed for like 2 hours in the pool and like barely made it to dinner before they closed, but it was so worth it. I just felt like rejuvenated. And we definitely filmed like some like TikToks of us synchronized swimming. We were just like pretending to be synchronized swimmers. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I think we're literally 10-year-olds in the pool right now. But we definitely did some synchronized swimming routines. I don't know if I think it'd be really too embarrassing to post them, honestly. It's like super embarrassing. So we'll see.
You could like troll yourself. You could be like have a clip of like how I thought our synchronized swimming looked versus like, this is what it actually looks like.
That's literally, yes, 1000%.
Like pull some clip where like all the ladies are like in perfect form.
Hania didn't know how to do a handstand. So that's where we're at. That's like what we had started at, but she learned. So within 2 hours, we had a full routine. It was great.
Oh, I love it.
Like those little moments like that. It was so funny. And we were just being so stupid. And like people at the pool were just like, who are these like weirdos? And that was just, yeah, so much laughter. And it was definitely the peak of the week for sure.
Love that. It's like when you just let go and you let out your inner child, things just happen. Mm-hmm. My peak of the weeks, I have two. One is an ego boost and one was just like a beautiful moment. So I'll start with the beautiful moment. I changed the store hours to New Wave on Saturdays. It used to be noon to six and now it's 10 a.m. to four. And normally by 6 o'clock, like there's not much outside time that I can have after the store closes. It's usually just like, okay, dinner and maybe a walk, but I get to close at four. So I had like my first Saturday afternoon to actually do something in daylight for the first time in like a year and a half. And so I like got off at four and the weather was just amazing. And I was like thinking, oh, I want to go out to this nature area that's like 30 minutes from Omaha. And I had it on my mind all day. And I like come home and Clay had like all this picnic stuff. He went to the grocery store and he's like, we're going for a picnic out at the place. And I was like, wait, you read my mind. Yes, yes, yes. So we like drove right out there, got there at the perfect time. We did a meditation like up on the cliff and there was like hardly anyone else out there, curled up in the blanket after. It was just a perfect picnic. And definitely one of those ones, like as it's happening, it's like, dang, this is probably like the last good outside weather day we're going to have to be able to do this. It was really cute. And I don't know, one of those times where you're looking at your partner and you're just like, oh, I love doing life with you so much. Those little things. And then my ego boost peak of the week, I finally tried on TikTok. If you guys have been listening since the beginning, you know that I was like deathly afraid of TikTok. So I've been trying and I had a video like do pretty well. And then I had people sending me Katie Thurston. I am uncultured, so I didn't know that she was The Bachelor. So it's kind of funny because to me, this like doesn't mean anything, but some people probably thought this was really cool. But she like put my TikTok on her story and it was like the only story up. And people were like sending me, they're like, oh my God, Katie Thurston put you on her story. And I was like, who, what? Sorry, I had to like Google who she was. But then Thought Catalog reposted it on their page. And that's where I like got a bunch of books from. Love them. It would be a great place to get gifts from this year. But yeah, it just made me feel good because I had been trying to get over the fear of TikTok for a while. And now I feel like I'm breaking down that barrier. Things are going fine. And like Carrie said, you just have to post, you just have to do it. And it gets less scary each time.
And you're literally killing it. I think you're still being too humble. You're killing it.
Aww.
So many people have used the sound that you made that on that video that went viral. And it's so fun to see other people's interpretations of that. So
thanks. Yeah. Coming from the TikTok queen herself.
I think no, not really, barely, stop. But yes. Thank you.
Because I'm learning from the best.
No, you're the aesthetic queen, the words queen, the vibes queen. You got this. I love what you're doing on there. So if you're not following, go follow Allison.
And Kara.
And me. Just kidding. Okay, cool. Well, I think we can read your guys' peaks of the week. We got so many good ones that I probably spent 10 minutes trying to figure out which ones to read. So I picked two. So hopefully that's okay. Black Coffee Poppy went to a comedy show in Minneapolis, and Justin Bieber and Usher did a surprise concert. I literally read that, my jaw dropped. I'm like, what the heck? Imagine going to see like just some random comedians and then Justin Bieber comes out. I can't.
I would die. Yeah. He's so cool. Like he is the epitome of the word cool. Like cool can be like a dumb word, I guess, but Justin Bieber is so effortlessly cool. It just hurts. Everything he does. Mm-hmm. Same with Haley.
1000% agree. Yeah, but I love both of them. I just want Haley's closet. I want to be her.
Same, same.
And Audrey found a Greek painting at an estate sale to complement the one from my studies in Greece. Wow. Everyone with the amazing estate sale finds. I'm here for it.
All right. We have Andrew. This is a loaded peak of the week. He said he got all caught up on the Artie Friends podcast. His 21st birthday is coming up, but he's going to celebrate. And then after that, starting on December 1st, he's going to start 75 hard. So he's been mentally preparing for it. That way he can build on the good habits that we've all been talking about over the winter. So shout out to Andrew. He's also always hyping us up in the DMs and we don't even know him. We just a friend on the internet. And we love connecting with you guys like this. Like it's so cool. And then a second one. Okay. This is pretty cute.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes. Christina found out that her sister-in-law is pregnant with identical twin girls. How do you feel about twins? Would you be like stoked if you had twins or would you be like terrified?
That is so cute. Identical twin girls. I think that'd be fun, right? I don't even know what to compare that to or like what that would even be like, but that would be kind of a fun challenge raising. That would be the only hard part is when they're babies and they're like both crying. You have to change both their diapers. Like,
or getting them mixed up.
Oh my gosh. That's the worst fear for sure.
Yeah. You know, there are so many twins that got mixed up in life. There's no way that hasn't happened.
Wow. Well, hopefully everything works out with your sister-in-law and they don't get them mixed up. That is so cute and exciting. Congrats to her.
Yes, love that. Sorry. I think we got all of our housekeeping introduction stuff out of the way. This one's going to be long. So you guys better buckle in, prepare. Yes. Maybe grab a journal or a notebook or something because we couldn't just gloss over on this topic. We were jumping all the way in.
Yes. And so, like we said, it's going to be ideas for gifts, but also what I love about this outline that Allison built is that we kind of broke it up into different sections where we talk about, yes, gifts, but also like the thought process of giving gifts, how you can think about someone in a different way that like sparks a gift idea so that you're not just getting, you know, physical things on this podcast that you can buy for someone. It's like, okay, we're going to teach you the thought process for how to look at someone and think about what makes them and kind of like guide you to finding your own gifts. Because obviously the ideas we have here aren't going to be for everyone, but they're all going to apply to like a theory that you can use on anyone to get them the greatest gift, the best gift of all.
The best gift. Exactly. Because I think we've learned that as a very consumerist society, like most people don't really need anything. Like if you want that coffee mug or that water bottle, you can just go out and buy it. And so we're kind of more at a point where there needs to be some intentionality and meaning and substance to the gift. Otherwise, everyone's just swapping $20 bills. And it's just like, what's the point? What is all of this for? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have gotten detached from that deeper meaning. So we want to tie it all together and loop it back and make sure that this holiday season, we're doing things for the right reasons.
Yeah. And hopefully with this podcast coming out today, before Black Friday, you can maybe flag some things on your computer. Keep an eye on Black Friday sales because those are definitely the best prices. So get these ideas now, look them up, keep an eye out for coupon sales, all that stuff. So yeah.
And you need time to be intentional. Like It can be really hard to throw together a really great gift the week of Christmas. So we're doing this now so that you can not only space out the financial aspect leading up to Christmas, but you can also space out the amount of time it takes to give an intentional gift.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay, cool. I think we can hop into our first topic that we want to talk about with gifts.
We're going to start off surface level here with the physical material gifts. That way, if that's all you're here for, if you just want those quick links, listen to this and then hop out. If you're a real one, stick around for points 2 through 4.
Okay, perfect. All right, Allison, I agree. Let's keep it short and succinct for those people who just want the quick bullets. What we're asking for. Kind of, that's how I did this one. I'm like, this is what I'm asking for. And here's what I'm writing down.
Love that. Okay. One of my favorite gifts that I've bought myself and I recently bought people and saw them get a lot of use out of are the gold spoons from the Wholesome store. There's no way that if you've watched my Instagram stories for more than 2 days that you haven't seen one of these spoons. There's like 7 different designs. They have like a butterfly, sunflower, a bee, a moon, a sun, whatever. They're such nice quality. They're really large, like 8-10 inches. They make your granola e-bowls look amazing. And so I got the set of one of each, but they also have forks, knives, whatever. And so I got the sunflowers for my mom because she adores sunflowers. I got the butterflies for Jordan. She loves butterflies. So that could be a really cute, special thing for someone. That was longer than I wanted to spend on it. But the reason I dove in is because I cannot post a story of those without someone asking, where are those from? Where are those from? So that's where they're from. And it's a small, locally owned shop in Australia. So plan ahead. Takes a while to get here. All right, Kara, what do you want?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. I'm thinking that something that I want for Christmas and what would be a really good gift is just like a nice suitcase. Right now, I just have one from my family. I don't know. It's just been passed around probably for years. So this company that I know of is called DB. I think it used to be Douchebags and they've rebranded. Rightfully so. Yeah, I hate that name. So I'm glad they're DB luggage now. But I don't know. It's also like a smaller company, not a huge company. And it just seems like they have good quality suitcases. Both Logan and Keen on our trip have them. And they have the 60 liter suitcase. But I don't know. I feel like I'm at a point where I'm traveling enough where it's a good investment. So maybe if there's someone in your life that's traveling a lot and they just have like a normal, boring suitcase, kind of like me, feel free to get them one or even like a nice carry-on. Obviously, Away has really nice, gorgeous suitcases. And I know for sure with Away, they have a lifetime guarantee. So if something were to ever happen to the suitcase, the person that you're gifting it to, it's like a lifetime gift. They can always return it and get a new one, like if it gets scuffed up or dented or something. So yeah, think about getting someone luggage. I think it's a nice, thoughtful gift.
That's really good. And if that's too big of a gift, maybe like a passport holder or a luggage tag or the inserts that make, what are the packing cubes?
Yes. Packing cubes are a great gift. Yes. Even luggage tags. You can get those for like $10. And I got gifted those 2 Christmases ago for my mom and they're still in all of my suitcases. And that's way better than using the paper one that you can get at the airport and just fill out with a pen. So yeah.
I have to say, if someone in your family doesn't buy you that suitcase, I'm going to, because it's not that I don't like your current suitcase, but I'm like, you travel so much. You and the things that you spend money on, like your suitcase needs, you need a new one.
I'm embarrassed. Honestly, I am embarrassed. I posted a picture. I don't know. I just never even thought about it. You know, like things you're just like coasting in life and just don't realize like maybe you're doing something embarrassing. I posted a picture of it and someone literally responded. They're like, girl, you're rocking Sears like 2008 with that suitcase. I'm like, oh my God, it probably is that old. And it's dented because freaking Royal Air Maroc just decided to chuck it across the tarmac. It literally has a dent in the complete right upper hand corner. And yeah.
Oh, stop. It's just funny because you travel so much. Like you literally live out of a suitcase. Like, why do you even have a nice car? You should just be investing in all of your luggage.
I live out of a suitcase that was like on the side of the road, like not even donated to a Goodwill. Like they just threw this one away. It's fine.
Okay, so everyone,
I have no explanation.
Well, I'll just pitch in. This is actually not Kara's gift idea. This is what she wants.
This whole episode is just leading up to this. And we're going to start a GoFundMe for me because.
Oh my God. Okay. My next physical material gift would be a bunch of disposable cameras. Like, no one gets upset if they get a disposable camera. And they're one of those things that, like, I don't want to buy them because they're not expensive, but they cost enough that I'm like at the store and I'm like, okay, I don't need that, but like, I want it. Imagine having like a disposable camera in your car and in your bag and in your purse and at home, like, so you could just snap pictures wherever. That would be a great gift. They're so cute.
Such a good gift. Absolutely. The next thing I wrote down, a nice comforter or sheets. So I just think bedding can be so expensive. And if you're looking for a good gift to give like a loved one or family, this is it. Either if you're going to do like a comforter, you can get a really nice comforter from so many companies now, like Brooklinen, Parachute, West Elm. Or if you don't want to spend that much money, you could honestly just get someone silk sheets or even just like a silk pillowcase. Or, you know, a set of silk pillowcases, because those are really good apparently for your hair and your skin while sleeping. I was gifted silk pillowcases last Christmas from my mom, and it's just been so nice. It just feels really nice on your face. And yeah, there's supposed to be benefits with if you have acne or I don't know. There's just supposed to be a whole bunch of benefits that I'm not super aware of, but I love it. So on a varying scale, bedding or sheets make a great gift.
Good recommendation. My last one is plants and crystals. If the person is into plants and crystals, I feel like you can't go wrong with either of those. Because if you like plants, you're not like particular probably about like what type of plant. You're just like, yes, more plants, love them all. And same with crystals. You can get me any type of crystal. I'm going to love it. And they don't really take up that much room. And plants are just great to have for, you know, the environment and elevating your space. So I feel like those would be really nice to get someone that are out of the norm.
Yeah. That's a great gift. And then it kind of represents your friendship or your relationship keeps growing, keeps flourishing. I love that.
Oh, and you could go deeper with both of those and get like them a crystal for whatever healing properties you think they might need at that moment. And plants have like a lot of symbolism going on with them too. So you could like get them a money tree if they, you know, are at that stage in their life. You could get them, you know, there's ones that have different meanings.
Yeah.
And write them a little note with it.
And plants can be anywhere from like what? $10 to $100. So there's a complete range there for anyone's budget. So
totally.
Yeah. Okay, cool. The last on our little rapid fire physical items list, an alarm clock. And okay, I know I've been talking about this alarm clock. I finally bought one. And okay, so the one that I bought, so funny, one of our previous guests, Sid, bought the exact same one, put it on her story. So it's basically like a sound machine, an alarm clock that has like soothing alarms, not like the jolting iPhone alarms. It has like different colors. It can wake you up with a sunrise, like simulating sunrise. And she said that literally 10 people responded to her story and was like, wait, what is this alarm clock? I want the same one. So it seems like people are interested in these types of alarm clocks. Just seeing her story and seeing how many people were like, can you please link this? Like, I want to buy this exact same one. So I think you can get alarm clocks. This one I think is around $45, which is, you know, kind of a lot of money, but there's different ones online. You can look on really anywhere. I know there's more expensive ones than that too, but it seems like a lot of people are interested. So can never spend too much on sleep and relaxation. So,
okay, well, tell us, what's the alarm?
The alarm, this one?
Yeah. What is it?
Oh, it's just on Amazon. I honestly don't even have a name. I can link it below. Okay. There's no branding to it. It's just like this $45 one that has like seven different lights, the sunrise setting. And yeah, I'll link it below, but I don't know the name of it. Okay, terrible.
Cool. No, that's fine. That's great. All right. Our second talking point is to give experience-oriented gifts. And there are multiple ways that you can go about this rather than, you know, at Christmas time or whatever holiday you celebrate. I do get the allure of like wanting to have something tangible to open. That way, you know, it's not just crickets. Like they give you something and you're like, oh, by the way, I'm doing something for you 3 months from now. So we're going to give you some advice on how to like make that gift feel maybe a little more tangible. Okay. So you could do like a surprise reveal. Let's say that you're going to get them, you know, tickets to a concert down the line or like mini trip to say like a nearby town or some experience that's a ways out. In a little box, you could put a few hints that allude to that experience, such as like a keychain or a postcard if it's going to be a trip to somewhere, or like a candle with the name of the place you're going. Like you could get creative with it that way. They do have something to open, but down the line is the real gift, or the tickets, or the receipt, or or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I love the thought of like a little postcard or keychain instead of just like printing out the page and be like, here it is. Like, yeah, maybe it's if you're going to a concert, maybe it's like a cute pair of shoes that goes, you can wear, or I don't know, something like that you can tie in, I think is nice instead of just like giving them a piece of paper.
Yeah, you could give them like a band tee for that concert.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. So for another experience-oriented gift, so I saw this on TikTok as a wedding gift idea, but this person gifted this friend a compilation of recipes. So they asked all of their friends and family to send in like their best recipe for a meal or dessert or just like really anything, like what was their absolute favorite recipe. And then they put it in a cute PDF. Like you can literally go on Canva and put all these recipes in, design it super cute, print it out. You go to like FedEx, print it out on like nice paper and give them like a compilation of recipes, which, and you can like have who sent it in. Like if it's a family member, you can ask all your other family members to send in their recipes and write their name on it. So kind of just like a nice, wholesome gift that makes you feel warm. It's like, wow, all my friends did this for me.
That's a great one. A lot of meaning.
Yeah.
All right. My second one would be to try to do secondhand gifts only. I definitely think as a society, we need to normalize secondhand gift giving. Like I've already had people coming in and buying, say like a vintage vase or some secondhand item. And they like said that they were getting it for a gift. And I was like, thank you. Like, thank you for being someone that gets it and thinks that this is like normal and an okay thing to do because it is. And so I get that maybe like it might feel weird for you to give like clothes or something, but there's a lot of other things that are secondhand that maybe wouldn't feel as like used to you. Not that, I mean, I would give secondhand clothes. I've done it before, but like say like a vintage mirror tray or like a really cute vintage dinner set could be really fun, or books. I think that's, sorry to anyone that is in my immediate circle that's listening to this, but I think part of my gift this year to everyone is going to be a secondhand book that resonates to something in their life right now, or like some goal or something they're trying to improve on. So for example, one of the people close to me, they lost their pet like super unexpectedly and really young, and it was like super devastating for them. And last night when I was thrifting, I found this book about like losing a pet, and all the like, you know, little reviews on the back of the book were like, this like was life-changing for me and helped me so much with it. And like, it's only going to cost me like $2 per book. And then if they don't like it, whatever, they can just re-donate it. And how intentional, because it's like you're paying attention to what's going on in their life. And then you're able to like maybe give them something that might help them with whatever they're going through. And then I plan on like wrapping them all up in really cute fabric with like a piece of twine. It's going to be cute. I'm very excited.
I love that. And even writing like a nice note on the inside, or if you don't want to write in the book, attaching a nice note right in the front cover. Yeah, that's so cute.
Good idea.
Amazing. Okay, the next thing I had was doing open when letters. So this maybe is kind of common. You probably have heard of this before, but it's giving someone a series of letters with instructions for opening that particular letter at a later date or time. So it could be something like open when you miss me, or open when you're feeling sad, or like open for your birthday. Or maybe like if you guys have a trip coming up, open when we get to this place. It really can be whatever you want. You can totally tailor it to your own life or whoever you're giving it to. But definitely you could make them more personal with some of your favorite shows, like open when we finish this show. Again, just tailor it to who you're giving it to. And I've done this with Connor before. It's just like great if you're in a long distance relationship and like it can make that person feel like they're a little bit closer to you. Or if you spend time away from your friend or loved one, it's just such a nice gift that money literally can't buy. Like money cannot buy your thoughts on pen and paper of how you feel about this person. A great one is like open when you're not feeling confident or something like that. And then just like write all the things that make that person amazing and make them who they are. Yeah.
That one's so good. I know I've seen how you said like, it's kind of not like super common, but it's been out there. I'm sure if you guys did want to know more on that one, there's so many prompts on Pinterest or pages that, like you said, if you were in a long distance one, you could make it that route. Or if it's a friend or a parent, such a good gift. Like you're right. The power of words and writing your emotions to someone really hits different than here's a candle.
Here's some socks. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then just another random one that is kind of experience oriented. If you know someone, or if you don't have TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, that is actually the best gift ever. Because if you fly at least like once or twice a year, even if you barely fly at all, it's a 5-year membership. So TSA PreCheck, if you don't know, is where you can cut the lines in the airport. And the airports are just getting busier and busier all the time. And the lines to get through security not only are super long, but then you have to take your shoes off. You take your laptop out of your bag. TSA PreCheck, you can keep your shoes on, keep your jacket on. You literally just get to go through like the old time metal detector. Whereas regular security, you have to like put your arms up mm-hmm. and do like the full body scan. So it's just a way to make someone's travel experience better. So if you know someone that flies for work or has a lot of fun trips coming up, yeah, a 5-year membership is $85 global entry. That applies to coming back into the country as well. So you get PreCheck plus a faster expedited experience coming back into the country through customs. And that's $100. So if you just have like one gift for someone, like maybe a sibling, and you are willing to splurge, that is such a good gift. And you could just, I don't know if you want to, because, you know, for that, you could probably just give them like a keychain again with an airplane on it and say, here's $85 for PreCheck, because you have to go through the government and apply. So you probably can't apply for them.
Nonetheless, you can.
Oh, wait.
So my dad 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. My dad got it for me. And he had the whole thing printed off, my name or whatever. And then all I had to do was go and like set my appointment. And maybe it's different because he was my dad, but he was able to just go in there and type in my information and like pay for it.
Okay, cool. So if you have the information, do that. Just pay for it, set it up, and then yeah, print out what time or where they need to go, and they can set up the time to do like the little 10-minute interview, and then they've got it.
And last pro tip on that. Sorry, I feel like I'm hijacking your thing. Super good tip. Global entry includes TSA PreCheck. So bang for the buck. If you think that they're going to like go out of the country even once in the next 5 years, you might as well just get the global entry, because for $15 more, why wouldn't you?
I 100% agree. I would get global entry for sure. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. For the third talking point, we want to help you help your loved ones reach their goals. So, you know, pay attention to what they're doing right now. What are they into? And try to figure out like trajectory, what would help them get there. So whether that's like fitness, wellness, self-help, if they're trying to build their online brand, or it's financial, kind of figure out from what they either say to you or what they've been posting online, like what their goals are right now. So if it's fitness, you could buy a pack of workout classes, or maybe like some, you know, single one-on-one coachings that are from online, or a PDF workout guide. If it's wellness, maybe some superfood blends, vitamins, supplements. If it's self-help, maybe like some books, stationery sets, or journal. If they're working to become more of an online influencer and build their brand, a tripod. Like, hello, if anyone wants to get me a tripod, I have been waiting. I need a tripod. these backgrounds, I got mine from Everyday Co. Their Instagram is everyday.co. I'll put it in the links, but they're fantastic. They have hundreds of different ones. They're like $40. They're waterproof. It's like a 3-foot by 4-foot sheet of any type of background you want. It's so easy for flat lays, like photographing food, anything. Maybe you buy them Lightroom presets or some editing apps. And then this is my favorite tip of this entire episode today. I actually can't take any credit. A customer that came into the store said that this is what she was asking for her dad for Christmas. And I was like, that is so brilliant. I wish I would have been doing this my whole life. So every year she just asks him to like either contribute to her Roth IRA, her car payment, student loan payments, rent for a month, anything like that. That's like a big financial burden that's just kind of weighing over your head. Having like a parent or a grandparent pay for a month of that would just be amazing. And I don't really know how you could do that for someone else, but I feel like there's a way that you could, I don't know, try to pay for that for someone. But yeah. Loaded.
I love that. No, I think that's super helpful. And I think that we kind of just like forget about the regular expenses that we incur that other people can help take the load off on. So yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask for that at all. But again, yeah, I love this topic, because talking with whoever you're giving the gift to and really figuring out what they're trying to do, you know, New Year's resolutions are coming up. Like maybe even ask them like, oh, what do you think you'll do for your resolutions? Maybe just like frame it as a regular conversation. Like you're catching up, hear what they say, and then tailor the gifts to that. So with this, yes, it's up to you to kind of interpret what this person's goals are. Some other fun ideas. Maybe if they're trying to cook at home more, you could get them some nice cookware. Or if they're trying to eat more whole foods, more fresh foods, foods. I love giving subscription boxes as gifts. I think it's a perfectly presented gift in itself, like perfectly packaged. Everything should be just well designed. So if they're trying to eat more whole foods, buy them a month of Blue Apron or HelloFresh. There's so many meal kits now. If someone has specific dietary restrictions, it's out there. That probably ranges between like $50 and $100 for a month subscription. So shop around, look at all those. I think that would be such a good gift. Other subscription boxes can also be tailored to this person's wants and needs. Oh, like if they, if someone loves makeup or beauty, there's subscription boxes for that. Like if they're trying to get better at skincare.
I just took charades to Kara.
We have to stop. Allison was like charading to me, like her idea from across this video screen. She's like patting her face, like for makeup. And I'm like, she's trying to tell me to say a makeup subscription box. Or
but you got
box.
It. Like,
this is the fun part about podcasting, guys. I'm sorry. This is hilarious. She literally charaded. And I got, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too. We actually do that a lot, that we'll be like, yes, keep going, or thumbs up, or raising a hand.
This sounds great. Like, I don't want to talk. You take this one. Yes. Okay. Literally, that's my big aha moment of this episode. Subscription boxes. I was researching ones before we hopped on. There's hot sauce subscription boxes. Like my friend Sutter collects hot sauce. Like I'm totally going to get her that for Christmas. Like that's perfect. So.
Ooh, that's cool. They have those guy ones now too. Like the Manly Man box. They have different like beef jerky and cologne and like protein pancake mix or whatever. I don't know. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one called the Butcher Box, which is a variety of meat that's all like grass fed, farm to table. You know, it's definitely expensive. I think I'm going to get Connor that for Christmas because he just, with his diet restriction, he eats a lot of meat. So that is a great gift for, a guy out there. And then fitness, when Allison was talking about fitness goals, something I thought of, I would just love, someone just goes for me. It's actually about me. No, I think if you bought someone a really nice yoga mat, that's something that not a lot of people have, but like is a really nice gift and they'll keep that forever. Like if someone gifted me a Lululemon yoga mat, I would not hate that at all. But I'm never going to buy that for myself because it's just like, I don't need it. But like, I would love to lay that out in my living room and stretch or take it to a yoga class in the park. Like that's a great gift.
Oh my God. Same. I've had a yoga mat on my list for so long and I still haven't bought one because they're just waiting like a really nice one to come into my life. I will say Clay bought this one. I'll have to link it below because I have no idea where it's from or what it's called, but it's like an inch thick. You might see it on my stories sometimes, but it like, it rolls up, but it's like wide. It's like 2 feet across when it rolls up. It's so padded, but oh my gosh, like if you have it at home, I mean, you wouldn't really take it anywhere. It's fantastic for stretching and yoga.
That's a great gift. I just make sure it's a good quality one because I have a yoga mat in my house and it was just a really cheap one and it's like peeling and it's making a mess. So I like can't really use it. So yeah, just make sure it's the right material.
Okay. I feel like that's a good side note. Would you not say that if you can't afford like the real thing or the good quality one, that you honestly just like don't even want it? Because growing up a few times, Dad, I love you so much. Thank you for instilling being frugal to me. But sometimes I would say, ask for like AirPods and then he would get me like the $10 ones at Walmart. I'm like, no, Dad, I wanted AirPods. Like I already have other headphones. Or like I would want, you know, an iPod Touch and he would get me like an MP3 player. And he was like, what? It's the same thing. And I'm like, no, it's not.
But I love you anyways.
Yeah. And I'm still super thankful. I appreciate it. But I was like, if you weren't going to get the real thing, like you could have just got me like a coffee shop gift card. It's fine.
Yeah. So if you're asking for something maybe particular, make sure it's clear. Cause I feel like those people just don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's like the grandparents or the dads. They just like don't know. So maybe just like be clear.
Links.
Communicate that. Yeah, send links. So funny.
Which is a perfect segue. Oh no, never mind. That's our fifth talking point. Sorry.
Okay, for this next talking point, for getting ideas for how to give someone a gift, I love this method. Allison wrote this down. Ask your loved ones what their receiving love language is and tailor a gift around their love language. Okay, the love languages are so, I believe, so true because different people perceive what love and being a good friend and being a good partner is. So you definitely need to ask that person what their receiving love language is. And if you don't know what love language languages are. It's basically an online quiz you can take. It's a 5-minute, 10-minute quiz. And it basically tells you your love languages, which there are 5 of them, and which ones that you perceive to be like the best form of like giving love, because there's so many different ways you can give someone love. So yeah.
I am actually going to take my own advice, and Clay's extended family and I, we all have this huge group message. And I feel like after this, I'm going to hop off and I'm going to say, hey, to help everyone with their gift giving during the holidays, could you guys all say what your receiving gift giving love language is? That way, you know, you're not point blank asking someone, which is totally fine too. It might just be a little more obvious, but if there's like a group text somewhere between your whole family, then maybe you could just have everyone submit it there. That way everyone in the group knows. And can it'll help everyone. But yes, so quality time. Well, okay, maybe rapid fire the quick 5.
Yeah.
There's quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, touch, and receiving gifts. So for quality time, we kind of talked about this during like the experiences thing, but get tickets to a concert or a museum or something, or this kind of goes into your open when, but you could say like open when you want to go on a coffee date or a picnic or these things, or you could...
For this one, I wrote down booking an Airbnb experience with someone would be great. If you go on Airbnb and just even look in your town, you will be shocked by how many cool Airbnb experiences there are literally miles away from you. Because not all the time it's like touristy things that you know about. Like there could be someone who has bees and does like a beekeeper class or just shows you how they take care of their bees. Or there's a goat farm and you can like go and do yoga with goats. There's so many random cool Airbnb experiences out there. So booking that with someone would be awesome if they love quality time.
Wait, that's such a good idea. Wow. Okay, I might have to do that one. I did a cacao making Airbnb experience. I've done a few of them now and they are really, really legit. I also did like a taco tour Airbnb experience in Mexico City. They're so fun. It's just like that knowledge and things that you would never know about in your own city, or like probably wouldn't sit down at home and do like a cacao making event with your loved one, but having the Airbnb experience would make it a little more solidified to actually go and do those things.
For sure.
For words of affirmation, you could write them a letter. You could get them a really nice stationery and pen set, like a good pen or marker set. They can be really expensive and pens run out, obviously, but like I keep buying myself really nice pens, but I write so much that I'm like, oh my God, how did I already go through another pen? So if someone writes a lot, that would be great for them. A poetry book, anything like that.
Maybe you could have some friends send in videos of like their favorite thing about that person. You could do a little compilation video of like 5 to 10 friends.
Oh my God. Where did that idea come from? That's so good.
Literally just out of my head just now. That was not on the outline. Yeah, I think that'd be a really good one. Especially like a parents do so much for us for the holidays with gift giving, and they just put on this whole show for decades for us. So maybe having a video for them would be your way of saying thank you for everything that they've done.
You know, that's a really good point, is it can be awkward trying to get your parents a gift. For mine, it's not, because my parents are divorced, so it feels more normal to get them an actual gift, because growing up we had separate holidays. But I know for a lot of people, they're like, I don't really buy my parents gifts because they have like way more money than me and they're like an adult and I don't have money to really spend on that. So some of these other gifts that don't cost money, they just cost your like time or your energy, would be a really good thing for your parents and grandparents to show them that like you are really thankful for everything they do for you and how much they're spending on you for Christmas. Whether that's even just like cooking a holiday meal costs hundreds of dollars. Like I don't even think people realize how much it costs just to host. And you start to get older and you're like, oh my God, my parents did everything for me for years. It's insane.
Maybe if you guys do a fancier family dinner where everyone's there, definitely not my family, but if you guys do have like a big family gathering, maybe you could play the little video on the TV at the gathering. That could be fun. So just different ideas there. But yeah, that goes with words of affirmation for sure.
Okay. I think we need to have a follow-up like in December episode of different fun holiday activities to do when everyone's together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was really good.
Thank you. Came out of nowhere.
Okay. The next one is acts of service. You could commit to doing like a particular chore for them that you know maybe they don't like doing, whether that's going out in the morning and starting their car when it's freezing, or mowing the lawn, or shoveling the snow, or you could take the kids or the pets on a certain day each week so that they can have some alone time. If there's a certain part of like cooking or cleaning around the holidays that they don't like to do, you could be like, hey, this year I'm going to handle this entire thing for you so you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. If they are a pet owner, maybe you get their pet groomed for them, because people don't like spending money on that. That's expensive. I know my parents, we have 2 golden retrievers. They do not pay for them to get groomed very often because it's so expensive if you do it regularly. So maybe you pay the $100 to get their dog groomed or their cat groomed or whichever pet they have. That could be a really good act of service.
That's a good one. Yeah. Peaches, groomings, that little girl, that's where all my money goes. It's to her grooming.
Yeah. I just imagine someone's like, I'm going to take it for January or however often you go. So,
oh, that would be so nice. Okay. The next one is touch. This one could be a little awkward depending on who you're getting a gift for. Like imagine your dad's like physical touch. You're like, okay, we're going to leave that one for mom. But yeah. You could get, I mean, you don't have to give them a massage. You could give them a gift card to go get a massage, or maybe like lotions or body oils or like soft things like blankets that someone else can do the physical touching for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally a physical touch one, a weighted blanket. That's such a good gift, a weighted blanket, because people don't realize, like you don't think that you want a weighted blanket, but then when you have one, you're like, wow, this is the greatest thing in the world. If physical touch is their receiving love language.
Or, you know, some lingerie. I feel like we can't not acknowledge that on here, because any list you look up on the internet that says physical touch gift idea, it's pretty much, or a chic nightgown, or like some silky boxers. I've gotten Clay like some nice boxers for a few different like anniversaries or birthdays. That's a good gift.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay. And then the last one is receiving gifts. So we don't really need to go into that because we've been going into that this entire time.
Yeah. Maybe if they're receiving gifts love language, maybe get them something like a little bougier. I don't know why, but in my head that goes along with like dinner at a nice restaurant or like a luxury handbag. I don't know. In my head, if someone's like a receiving gifts person, they just want something like nice and new. So just like think about
jewelry.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Mejuri.
Oh yeah.
Has really good jewelry. I would love anything from there. Like that would be a great place to get some jewelry.
Banks, the one that McKenna always buys
Banks.
From.
Banks. Yes. Banks jewelry is great. Yeah. Just some ideas if you are looking for jewelry for someone.
And yeah. Okay. Now we're going to talk about how to ask for what you actually want. Because it's kind of an awkward thing. I'm already like in this position where I sometimes don't know how to tell people what I want. And so even for Clay, for my birthday, because I was gone in October in Hawaii, and I was like, seriously, please do not buy me anything. Like write me a nice note. That's literally all I want. And like watch peaches for me while I'm in Hawaii. Like that's the best gift that you could literally give me. And for some reason, I feel totally fine saying that to my partner, but it feels not like arrogant, but like, to send someone like, hey, here's my gift list. Kind of like, okay, that's pretty entitled of you. So, you know, we want to be sincere about it. Mm-hmm. What are we thinking here?
I think a really easy way that doesn't say like, hey, I'm greedy, I want this, this, and this. Maybe make like a Pinterest board and just like pin things that you like. And maybe it's literally you search on Pinterest, like Brooklinen comforter, navy. And then you just pin it where it's already linked. Because a lot of these companies utilize Pinterest and have these exact products linked on Pinterest. And then maybe you could even title the board like gift ideas that I'm giving people, or like make it seem like those are things that you might give other people too. You could all, yeah, I think a Pinterest board is a really great way to utilize like the visuals. They can check out the different price points instead of just sending the list in a text.
That's a really good idea. Maybe you could also tell like the next closest person to them. So you could like tell your siblings what you want your parents to get. So that way when your parents go to ask your other siblings, they're like, hey, I actually know exactly what she wants. Or you could tell your siblings that you already have the Pinterest board made. That would be an even better level up. Or tell your parents so that their grandparents know what to get you.
Also, not to just plug ourselves, but I honestly think you could send someone this podcast episode, because we gave some really good nuggets in here. And I think that that could get their wheels turning. If not, I think we listed some good stuff that they could definitely get you if you enjoyed any of the things we said so far.
You send them the link and be like, 23 minutes and 5 seconds. Heart.
Yes. Literally just do that. That's perfect. Pinterest board. Ask, tell someone else. Tell them to tell them. If not, just tell them what you want. It's so much better to be upfront and just say, okay, here are 3 things I'm thinking. Maybe do like 3 things or 6 things in varying price points. Because I think sometimes people do just want to know exactly what you want instead of just giving you something and having that reaction like, oh, thanks. And you're like, oh, I don't need this. I already have this, or I don't like this. So
exactly.
Don't be afraid to be upfront.
Well, I mean, I think you can say like, I wouldn't want you to have to spend money on something that I'm not going to get like the full benefit from. And I know if I tell you to not get me anything, that you're not going to listen. So
right.
Here are some things that I would really love to have.
Absolutely. Okay. So before we wrap up with the gift giving topic, I have a really funny story that I just remembered, and it involves Allison, and I have to share it because it's going to be a really weird full circle moment.
Oh my God. I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. I haven't even told you this yet. So me and Connor started dating back in like 2015. And I think it was like we started dating, when was that? Like in August or September. So one of our first Christmases, Connor is like such a good gift giver. It's not even funny. Like he just knows how to give someone such like an intentional gift. Like he just has it naturally. So we'd only been dating for like 3 months and we're figuring out we're getting each other for Christmas. Christmas rolls around. I open my gift. He gives me swimsuits from Victoria's Secret Pink that I had liked on Instagram. And it was literally Allison's post, one of your sponsored VS Pink posts, that you were wearing like these swimsuits. And he literally like went to my likes on Instagram, found like clothing and stuff that I had liked, and then gifted me that. It was your post.
That's so cute.
I was like, wow, this boy's on it. I mean, I was probably just liking the picture because it's you. And like, I don't know, just to throw the support. But I also liked the suit. So,
wow.
Kind of funny. Yeah.
That is a good way. It's just like, go see what, you know, your person has liked online. Basically like maybe their Pinterest board. Yeah.
Yeah. Check out what accounts they're following. If someone's following brands, that is literally the most foolproof way to see what they're interested in. But I just thought that was so funny because I was like, wow, Connor, FBI agent out here scrolling through what I'm liking, which you can't do that anymore, by the way. I think Instagram changed it, but you used to be able to see what people liked.
Yeah. Like on TikTok, you can turn it off or turn it on. I have mine on.
Okay.
Do you?
Oh, really? I have it turned. I think it's automatically turned off because I don't think I ever turned it off, but mine's definitely off.
I think it makes me be more intentional about what I like. I'm like, ooh, everyone can see I like this.
Like random cleaning out dirty kitchen sink TikToks. Not liking that.
I do want to talk about being intentional with the packaging. So last year, me, my mom, and sister, since that's the entirety of Christmas with my mom, I just have one sister and my mom's not remarried. So it's just us three. But we didn't use any packaging. We either used like secondhand fabrics or like jars or wrapping with newspaper or found things like already around the house. Or you could, rather than using bows, you could use dried florals. You would be amazed if you did a lap around your house, like what you can find to put a gift in an old box that you already have, to not have to go out and contribute to all of the packaging waste. Oh my God. When I see people's like videos of their family holidays and there's just mountains of wrapping paper and tissue, I die. I'm like, oh my God, why do we do this as a society? Save that tissue paper, fold it up, put it in a bin for next year. You don't need to do this.
That was my entire childhood, was like, we would get gifts every single year with just reusable zip bags, like that are, you know, holiday, or just the same bag reused literally every single year, to the point where like the little tag that comes yes. on the handle was like, it says Brady, that's crossed out, says McKenna, that's crossed out, says Kara. And then at one point my mom just like had sticky notes and like put in like one pile a C with a sticky note on top of it, and then like one pile because like we had used them so many times, which I love. Like, do not get me wrong, that is what I want. So in my house, I also, which I think you were on that line, like you have a bag at your house, which any gift you've ever gotten, you just keep the little bag, the gift bag, and the tissue paper. And it's in like a bigger gift bag. Like I have a big gift bag that has all the gift bags folded up, all the tissue paper. 100% agree. One, it's expensive. Why would you want to go buy wrapping paper or gift bags all the time? No. Who cares if they're a little folded, a little dented? It is fine.
It is so fine.
It's perfect.
Okay. Love that Lorianne instilled that in you.
Yes. Queen Lorianne, thrift queen, or reusable queen since the 90s.
Since before it was cool. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the money thing. Like you already buy someone a $25 gift and you're like, okay, now it's just buy them like a $5 bag and a $5 greeting card and a $5 bow. It can like end up being more to like wrap the gift than to just give the gift. And it doesn't need to be that serious. And think of how special it is. If you got a package that, you know, was like newspaper with like a dried flower on it, you would be like, wait, this is so different than every other package that I've ever gotten. So it's standing out.
Yeah. And if you need to put something in a container, obviously try to make sure it's a container that has multiple lives, like a mason jar or
a basket,
a picnic basket. Yeah. A basket, literally just something that has more purposes.
Yeah. It does. It completely defeats the purpose if you go out and buy a plastic bin to put this in. That is not the point.
Exactly. Well, cool. I think to wrap up, I think we wrote down just be intentional, talk to this person, see what their love language is, see what their goals are, see what they like. Maybe they'll just straight up tell you what they want. And maybe it's an experience. Maybe it's the words of affirmation. Again, just talk to this person and try to think about different ways how you can tailor a gift to them that they're going to love.
Well said. I can't follow that up with anything better. You nailed it.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, we'll link everything that we mentioned below. So to see that, just click on the show notes. You can also go to werealreadyfriends.com to see all the links there. And yes, again, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to share it on your Instagram stories and leave a rating review. We love to see it. But yeah, that was another episode of Already Friends. We will catch you guys next time.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy shopping. Be mindful, plan ahead, be intentional. We love to see it. Can't wait to hear how much your loved ones enjoy the gifts that you got them based off this advice. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Already Friends. It means the world to us that you are listening, liking, subscribing, and following us on Instagram. We are really trying to build up our rating in Apple Podcasts. So if you could leave a review, we are a review and a rating. We're doing a giveaway at the end of the year for AirPod Pros. So Kara is going to tell you how you can enter that giveaway.
Yes. So to be entered into this giveaway, you need to leave a 5-star rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Go ahead and click 5-star, write a little snippet about what you're enjoying about the podcast, and then screenshot that and send it to our Instagram at We're Already Friends. That way you'll be entered. We'll see it. And yeah, we're doing the drawing at the end of the year. So again, thank you for your support. It really means the world to us and it lets us keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.